Hello there, this is Ed McCarty. Welcome to Hoofin' It Podcast with everything horses and livestock.
Hi, I'm Jana Harrington Barkus with Hoofin' It Podcast.
And I'm Melissa Cowan.
And Melissa, I'm so excited to be here today. I know that we have a whole day of amazing guests, but I'm really excited about who I think you have here.
Yes, I'm excited too because I found you a singing cowboy. That is the host of Best of America by Horseback.
Yes.
Dale Shields is with us right now.
Oh, man.
Welcome, Dale.
Well, thank you for having me on.
We got a lot to talk about. And I know you sing and you write poetry. And can you kind of tell our audience about how that started for you? Where are you from? And when did this singing and writing poetry all begin with you?
Well, I grew up down here in Southeast Kansas, near Chanute, and went to Chanute schools. And as I got a little bit older, I just kind of had a liking for poetry. And so my mother still has two poems on her refrigerator that I wrote when I was in the third grade. They are yellowed and laminated because they've been there so long. But as I got later into years in high school, I started writing love poems for my girlfriend.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah.
I bet that won her over with me.
Well, you know, she was so impressed that what I did not know was she was showing them to her mother, who was the high school grammar teacher. And when I found out that her mother was reading those, that was it. No more poems.
Oh, wow. Typical. That's a typical boy.
It almost ruined my career. But I come from a family that my dad and my uncles, my aunts, they all played music and sang. And so I grew up with that around me. And I honestly didn't start playing music until I was out of the home and a little bit older. So but always had a great passion for music and poetry. And so I got started into it pretty seriously about 1997. I started writing songs and poetry during that time and performing. And it has just grown. So it's been a wonderful journey for me.
One thing that I would like to ask is, were you self-taught? Did you go to someone that was really helped you with your guitar playing? And, you know, because that's something that I don't know. I've got to hear you play and poems and even preach fellowship, and amazing to me. And so it's always fun to hear. You know, some people say, I just sat down and started playing with different people and figuring it out. And some say, you know, they were guided. So that's kind of a fun thing. What were you?
Well, there again, I guess growing up, I did learn three chords from my dad. And you can play about any country song you want with three chords. Mm-hmm. And so I was stuck on that for years and years, pretty much. And then I am pretty much self-taught. I didn't take any lessons per se, and just kind of figured things out. And so over the years, it just grew. And I still would like to be a lot better than I am. And but it's, you know, it's therapy for me.
He's pretty darn good now.
Yeah. You still take in bookings, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. I found him on Facebook. I found he had a music site. So I think that's terrific. That's terrific that you still do that. And do you travel anywhere?
Yeah, I've been all over the United States and beyond doing music. And so.
Oh, great.
It's been a pretty neat deal. It's taken me a lot of places.
Well, tell us about Best of America by Horseback and your journey.
Yeah, that's been a tremendous journey also. I was shoeing horses full-time back a number of years ago, and also was just kind of doing some public poetry and music at some of the civic clubs and things. And so some of my horseshoeing clients asked me if I would come down and do a house concert for them, as they had some friends coming from Virginia to vacation. So I went down and did the house concert, and their friends from Virginia had never really heard or paid attention to authentic cowboy music. You know, the Gene Autry, Roy Rogers stuff. And so they were just beside themselves. And they started telling me about this fellow where they team pinned every Friday night, who was putting together a television show. He was going to be auditioning in Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C., and Dallas, Texas. And so I made a phone call to Tom C., who was putting the show together, he and Pat. Went to Dallas, Texas, auditioned, and I tell everyone they loved my wife, Siobhan, and so they kept me.
And, so, and she is a gem.
Yes, she is.
She is a gem.
So I was with Tom and Pat for the first couple of years, you know, as cowboy singer. And then Tom said, "You're with me all the time. You might as well be co-host as well." So I was co-host and cowboy singer for 17 years. And 3 years ago, when Tom had a heart attack and was no longer able to travel and keep up the pace that it takes to do what we're doing, he was gracious enough, he and Pat, to work out a situation with Siobhan and I to be able to take the show and run with it.
And what a blessing your family, you and your family are to so many people. Can you tell our audience just approximately, just throw out some places you've been, you know, states or I mean, there's probably so many, you can't list them all, but, you know, you've been all over the United States.
We have. We've been from Maine to Florida to the Yukon to Belize, and, you know, Colorado. We've been most of the states. There's a few that I still have to get to before I'm done with this thing. But yeah, we've been to some beautiful places all over the map, and so.
One of the things that you know is near and dear to Melissa and I is, you know, how horses help humans, you know, mentally, and I know you have hugely experienced that at every ride, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We constantly get amazing stories from people that it was the horse that, you know, made a difference in their life in some major way. And so as we travel around and do what we do, guys, you know, it's a wonderful blessing for us. And because of the fact that we have a show, people think, you know, that's pretty cool. Well, it is. But the real stories that are the touching stories are the ones out there that we get to hear. Mm-hmm. And so we meet some incredible people with tremendous stories to tell.
And that's probably the most favorite thing about what you're doing is just meeting all these new people and learning their story, isn't it?
It is. It is. We love being able to interact with people from all over the place. And, I might, if it's okay, I'll interject. We just got back from Minnesota on Monday night, and we actually were at a ranch, Angel Range Stables, and they use the equine therapy for military veterans and trafficked humans.
Wow.
And so we had the opportunity to interview three women who had been trafficked and rescued. And tell you what, it's very tough to listen to their stories, and but yet it's so beautiful to see the fact that they have come as far as they have, and they are relying on these horses to help them get back to some sense of normalcy, and it was quite touching.
Yeah, that's a great. Right. You know, so you were interviewing them for something, a project for you were doing for you. What was that a project for?
Yeah. So they had asked us if we would come up and feature their program on our show and tell, you know, who they are and what they do, and so that they can kind of be recognized and folks will reach out to them who need what they offer. And so we were up there filming and interviewing and interacting with those folks.
So do you do that with the Best of America by Horseback? Is that who you were interviewing for?
Yes.
Okay. So since we're here, let's explain what that is. Tell us what the program is, Best of America by Horseback.
Yeah. So we're a trail riding show, basically. I mean, we are in our 19th year on RFD TV, and so we have done trail riding for all of these years at different locations, and we feature the locations where we go and ride to help promote the horse industry and those specific locations. Show the country, you know, the beauty of what we get to see from horseback. We get to have people on our show that we, you know, if they share their stories on our show. And so we basically just get to feature other folks and show what they do and what they're about.
And it's really a fun... Dell and I were talking at one time, and it's super fun. Bill and I were at one of the events, and people come to your event that don't even have horses to be and see and get to participate. And also, I think it's so neat that people all over get to watch this show. It gives them an opportunity to see different places that they don't get to see, even if they don't ride. You have a huge audience of non-riders also, don't you?
We do. And I'm getting more and more calls from people that watch the program, and they will call and say, we don't own horses, we don't ride horses, but we love what you do and the places you go, and we would, you know, one day I'd like to just come and be with you at one of your events. And so we're starting to have people come that just want to be a part of the atmosphere. And, you know, what I tell people is the show's not about me. It's not about us. It's about the people that we are able to feature and the atmosphere that exists, which is just magical to me, because horse people are just wonderful people. And, we're so blessed to get to live in that world.
Yeah, and there's so many great places that you've been. Is there one place that you and your wife just dearly, dearly love? Is there one you could narrow down, or is it just too hard? I mean, there's so many great locations.
There are, and I get asked that question regularly, but, you know, there are so many, and I have to say, I love the West. I love the rugged West. And so, you know, going out that direction, being out in the Dakotas or Nevada, we're getting ready to go out to Utah, to Bryce Canyon area, at the end of September, and I just can't wait to be in that setting. So
what does I can imagine how beautiful that is with the mountains and the rivers and everything. I've never been there, but I can just imagine how beautiful it'd be. But what does somebody expect when they come to one of your events? Is it I'm hearing that there's maybe more to it than just getting on a horse and riding down a trail. So what else do you guys do at these events?
Hey, Melissa, let's take a quick break.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast is sponsored by
Better Equine, the manufacturer of BE saddle pads.
Bee Tree, pure and natural skin and body care products.
LE Quarter Horses and Cattle Company offers tune-ups, riding lessons, colt starting, cattle doctoring, day work.
And Living Life Ranch, located in Gardner, Kansas. Now we're back.
We do trail ride. That's kind of what brings us together. But we want to create an atmosphere that becomes an experience. We want folks to be able to interact with each other, make new friends. We bring in speakers. We have activities that are for fun, competitions. We do baked pie judging competitions at nearly every ride.
Oh, that's fun.
Has just become, folks love this. And so we give away an apron to the winner, with Best of America by Horseback on the front. So the whole weekend just, is an experience. People can go away feeling like we hope they've had fun, they were safe, they were cared for and made to feel important. We want to provide that kind of an atmosphere each and every time we're together.
And one thing that's super neat about all the different places is there is something to offer, different. So you could go to all of their trail rides and get to experience something different, just like down at your place, the opportunity arose for the group to be able to move the cattle. So, from pasture.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That sounds really fun. So you have some events coming up. Can you share those with our audience? What you have coming up?
Oh, absolutely. We have a couple close ones, close to home here. We're going to be at Hillsdale Lake the 8th through the 10th of September. And then the following weekend, we will be at the Eisenhower State Park. And so those are pretty close to home. And, we still have some room for those. If people want to come and ride with us and be a part of the event, we'd love to have you. And after that, we head out to Utah for the ride there. We're going to ride Thunder Mountain. We'll be in Willis Creek and a couple other locations. And then also riding in the park in the evening. So,
and that one is also, the first two were in Kansas, and then the third one you were talking about is in Utah. And all of those, anybody can sign up to come. There, it's open for anybody.
Exactly. Yeah, the Utah is full at this point, so it filled up pretty fast when we put that out on the calendar.
I bet so.
And we're adding to our website schedule, so folks can look there at bestofamericabyhorseback.com and find what we're doing and where we're going to be. So.
I don't know how you have the time to do all this. I'm sitting here thinking he travels all over singing, and now he's traveling all over riding. So are you like riding and singing down the trails or
that around the campfires?
I love that. I grew up with that. My uncles and my family used to sing around.
Well, one thing that I think super neat is Sunday morning of every event, people have the opportunity for fellowship.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday morning, don't they? Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we try to keep that kind of generic and light so that, there's a lot of different folks from a lot of different backgrounds. And yet we want to give those an opportunity that, they're away from home. So they're away from their home churches or whatever. And so we offer an opportunity to do a short devotional and sing a few songs together and pray and just take the time to, say thank you for the blessing of the weekend that we've all been together. And so
no that's stress and non-denominational, then,
Yeah,
and
that's so amazing. I love that. Yeah. It's such a calming atmosphere. Mm-hmm. Sounds really nice. Yeah. Hopefully I can go to one then since you're coming up this way. So all we need to do is go to that website and check out your events calendar.
Yes, and then the phone number is on there to give me a call, and I'm the secretary also, and you up.
And then are you on Facebook too? Are you on some of the other social media platforms?
Yes. So we have Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and all of our past episodes that after they air on RFD TV, we put them on our Best of America by Horseback YouTube channel. So it's easy to watch any of our shows that we've done. And I have to, this is a blast of celebration, not of bragging. I write a poem every Monday morning, cowboy poem or poem that goes into our local newspapers. And I also send it out to about 90 some friends on text immediately following. And so the lady that works for me posted that poem from last week on Facebook. We were in Minnesota. I didn't have any service up there. So on our way home, my son calls me and said, "Dad, have you looked at Facebook? Your poem went viral." And I thought viral meant being sick or something. I know.
I get it. That's easy to understand.
So anyway, we got to looking at that, and today it is just under 30,000 likes and 15,000 shares and well over 1,000 comments.
That's
and
I amazing.
I have never in my life dreamed that would ever happen, but we're kind of celebrating that. That's
yes. Yeah, congratulations. I think that's amazing. That's a big hit. It is. Mm-hmm. And so you might want to go ahead and mention too, before we get off this call, that how do people book you if they want you to come to a celebration that they're having?
Yeah, we'd love that. You can call me at 620-433-1819. And if we're available, I'd love to do that.
Oh, that's terrific. Thanks. Perfect.
Well, thanks for talking with us today. And we look forward to seeing you down the trail.
Yes. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for doing everything you do for everybody.
No kidding. You're something else. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Liz. Thank you, and have a great afternoon.
You too.
Subscribe with us to follow our podcast, and please provide a review. We appreciate your positive feedback, which enables us to provide our free podcast to you. You can find links to their website at ehalnews.com.
Music provided by Ed Mahan. Copyrights by Everything Horses and Livestock.